Every single digital product you use, I mean, think about your fitness tracker, your banking app, even the news site you scroll through, they're all generating this massive stream of data.
A constant stream, all about your behavior.
Exactly. And for the businesses building these products, the challenge isn't just collecting it anymore. That was the old problem. The real challenge now is figuring out what to do with it all.
And how to do it while respecting user privacy, which is, that's the crucial part.
It is. So today we're doing a deep dive into exactly that. Modern product analytics, and specifically platforms that are built to handle billions of data points while keeping control and privacy right at the center.
We're going to use a simple framework: capture, analyze, and act.
Right. And our mission here is to show you, the learner, why owning your data, truly controlling it, has become this new, non-negotiable competitive advantage. But before we jump in, quick word from our supporter. This deep dive is supported by SafeServer. They handle hosting for this kind of software and can support you in your digital transformation.
You can find more info at www.safeserver.de.
Okay, so let's get into it. We've got sources on how platforms like Countly work, and they're not just simple log collectors.
Mm-hmm.
They're designed to make sense of, you know, billions of user actions and turn them into something meaningful.
And that's a really important shift to understand. Product analytics isn't like old school web metrics. We're not just counting page views anymore.
No, it's way beyond that.
It's about understanding the journey, the specific actions, where users get stuck, where they succeed. You use all of that to build a better product. But our sources point out these two big tensions.
Which are?
One, data without action is totally useless. And two, analytics without control is just, well, it's risky. You have to solve for both.
And that idea of control brings us straight to this concept we need to establish right up front: first-party digital analytics. What does that actually mean?
It means total ownership. Simple as that. The organization captures data directly from the user's device, their phone, their laptop, whatever.
So there's no middleman.
Exactly. The data is owned, controlled, and stored by the business itself, not some third-party analytics company. It just cuts out a whole lot of privacy and data leakage concerns right from the start. It builds data sovereignty right into the product's DNA.
I like that, built into the DNA. So that control starts with the very first pillar, capture. How do businesses even begin to get reliable data from, you know, a website, an Android app, an iOS app, a smart TV, all at once?
Well, it really comes down to two things: versatility and good governance. First, the versatility part. Platforms like this use a whole range of what are called SDKs, software development kits.
Okay.
Our sources mentioned Countly has 10 of them, all battle-tested. They cover mobile, web, desktop, pretty much any connected device you can think of.
Wait a second, 10 SDKs. Why is that number a big deal? Don't most analytics tools have an SDK?
They do, but having a whole native suite like that prevents what we call data silos. If you use one tool for your mobile app and a different one for your website,
the data doesn't talk to each other.
It never truly connects. By using a unified set of SDKs, you're ensuring that a user action means the same thing everywhere. It gives you one clean, unified stream of data from the get-go.
One source of truth. That makes total sense.
Mm.
But what about data that doesn't come from a standard app, like from an internal system or something custom?
That's where a good data right API comes in. This is so critical. It lets the business push data in from literally any system. Internal databases, customer service logs, you name it.
So you can enrich the user's profile with information from outside the app itself.
Right. You get a true 360-degree view of the customer. And again, you're not using some other third-party tool to glue it all together.
But even with a unified stream, collecting billions of data points could just be noise if the data is messy. The whole garbage in, garbage out problem.
And that's where the governance part becomes essential. You need tools to manage the data, to plan it, validate it, filter it, sometimes even transform it before or after it's captured.
What's an example of that?
Well, you could say validate that every timestamp you receive is in the correct format. Or you could filter out all the traffic from your own company's IP addresses so you're not analyzing your own employees' behavior.
Ah, okay. So it's about cleaning the data before it even hits the analysis engine.
Exactly. It ensures the insights you get later are based on clean, trustworthy data.
And this all ties back to that core idea of data sovereignty, because the sources really emphasize that the organization keeps total control over hosting.
It's the ultimate safeguard. You get to choose. Use the platform's cloud or self-host it on your own servers, either on-premise or in a private cloud.
Which for certain industries must be a requirement.
Absolutely. Think about healthcare with Hypea or finance or anything dealing with GDPR in Europe, for them, being able to say our data lives here and only here isn't a feature. It's a fundamental requirement for compliance, for trust.
So Capture is all about getting comprehensive, clean data and having complete control over where it lives. Once you have that, you move to the next step, analyze.
Right. And the goal here is to democratize that data, to make it useful for everyone, not just a team of data scientists.
So it can't be something that requires weeks of manual querying to get a simple answer.
No way. It has to be team friendly. A product manager should be able to jump in and check a conversion rate just as easily as a data analyst can do a really deep behavioral segmentation.
So it's balancing that accessibility with real analytical power.
That's the key. So you'll have, you know, ready-to-use reports for those quick insights, but you also get these powerful custom dashboards where you can visualize the data exactly how you need to.
Like tracking trends over time or comparing different user groups.
Exactly. You could do a cohort analysis to see how users who signed up last month behave differently from users who signed up today. Or you can build funnels to see exactly where people are dropping off in the signup process. It's about finding those actionable insights.
And the scale mentioned in the sources is pretty wild. To do this reliably, the infrastructure must be massive.
Oh, the scale is staggering. It tracks, what, 1.5 billion unique identities. It's used on over 16,000 applications, running on more than 2,000 servers.
Billions of data points a day.
Right. And for you, if you're maybe at a smaller company, you might think, why does that matter to me? It matters because it proves the architecture is battle-tested. It's not going to fall over when your app suddenly becomes a huge hit.
That's a great point. It's not a vanity metric. It's proof of resilience for the future. And speaking of the future, the sources touch on AI-powered analytics. That sounds like a game changer.
It's a huge shift in how quickly you can get answers. The AI can help generate complex reports, build dashboards for you, and even recommend things to look at.
So it automates the grunt work.
It does, but more than that, it can spot patterns that a human might just miss. Subtle correlations in huge data sets. It just speeds up that whole path from seeing raw data to having a real insight you can act on.
And accelerating that path is the whole point, which brings us to the third pillar, act, because analysis is pointless if you don't do anything with it.
And this is where that privacy-first, first-party model really shines. All the action you take, the engagement, the personalization, it's all done with built-in tools.
You're not exporting your private user data to some third-party marketing tool.
Never. The whole loop is contained in one secure system. It massively simplifies your compliance and reduces your security risk.
Okay, so tell us about some of those built-in tools for taking action.
Well, a big one is called Journeys. This lets you build these automated customer workflows. So if a user does action X, you can automatically send them an in-app message Y. If they respond to that, you nudge them towards action Z.
So it's like guiding the user in real time based on what they're actually doing.
It's proactive guidance, exactly. And that kind of real-time response makes the app feel super personalized.
Which I guess is where something called smart variables comes in. Am I understanding this right? Is this about changing the app's UI on the fly?
It can be, yeah. It can be subtle or it can be a major change. Smart variables let you tailor the app's logic and interface based on user data.
So give me an example.
Okay, imagine the app sees you're a first-time user and you haven't finished the onboarding steps. A smart variable could instantly change the main button on the home screen, say, complete your setup, instead of, you know, explore features.
So it's tailoring the experience without a programmer having to code every single possible version of the app.
That's it. It's instantaneous behavioral customization.
On top of that, you need to test these things, right? To know if a new message is actually working.
Of course. So you have things like built-in A/B testing to refine your messages. But another really powerful tool here is remote configuration. This is vital.
Remote config. That sounds a bit abstract. Can you give us a concrete example of how that's used?
Sure. Let's say you just launched a big marketing campaign and you spot a typo in the main call to action button in your app. It's causing people to get confused.
Okay.
Normally, you'd have to code a fix, submit a new version of the app to the app store, wait for review. What? It could take days.
Right. And you're losing customers that whole time.
With remote config, the product team can just push the text correction instantly to every single user. The fix goes live in seconds. No app update needed. It can save you from a disaster.
That's powerful. And the final piece of the puzzle is actually listening to the customer, not just watching their clicks.
Right, closing the feedback loop. So the platform lets you send out these really targeted surveys. You can ask only the users who just used a new feature what they thought of it.
And then follow up with push notifications.
Exactly. Automated, personalized push notifications, all sent from within the same system. So it's a complete private ecosystem. Capture, understand, and then act.
But this whole structure, capture, analyze, act, it's all built on an architecture that has to be secure and compliant from the ground up.
It's the foundation. Security can't be an afterthought. Because the platform is designed with this privacy-first mindset, it inherently helps organizations meet those tough regulations we mentioned, HIPAA, GDPR, COPPA.
So what's the tech that makes that possible? What's under the hood that allows it to handle all this data securely?
The stack is built on really solid, popular open source technologies. It uses MongoDB as the database, which is great for this kind of unstructured event data. Then Node.js for the backend, which is super fast for this sort of thing, all running on Linux. It's a very scalable and robust combination.
And the sources mentioned that the core server is open source. What's the significance of that for an organization choosing a platform like this?
It's about trust and transparency. When the code is open source, it's not a black box. Your teams can actually inspect the code to see how data is handled.
So you can verify the security claims for yourself.
You can. And it means the platform is flexible and has community support. Knowing the code is out there under a strong license, like the AGPL 3.0, gives a lot of confidence.
And that open source core is the foundation for the different ways you can actually use the platform. Let's quickly run through those options.
Sure. There are basically three paths. First, for individuals or really small teams, there's Countly Lite. It's free, open source, and you host it yourself. It's a great way to get started.
Okay. And for bigger companies that need all the bells and whistles?
They'd go for Countly Enterprise. That has the widest feature set, more granular controls, a service level agreement, and direct support. And you can choose to self-host that or have them manage it.
And the third option, Flex. Sounds like a middle ground.
Kind of. Countly Flex is their fully managed SaaS solution. You get your own dedicated server in whatever region you choose, but you don't have to worry about managing the infrastructure yourself. It's great for small to medium businesses that need that dedicated service without the IT overhead.
Right. So that brings us to our wrap up. For you, the listener, there are three key takeaways here. Modern product analytics needs reliable capture,
which you get through unified SDKs and full control over hosting.
Second, effective analysis, driven by dashboards that are easy for the whole team to use, plus new AI tools to speed things up.
And third, meaningful action, using built-in privacy-first tools like Journeys and Remote Config, keeping everything in one secure ecosystem.
And the thread that connects all three of those is data sovereignty.
Absolutely. The original vision here was to build a powerful analytics platform that fundamentally respected data privacy.
Which leaves us with a final provocative thought for you to consider. In this world of constant digital transformation, is the ability to maintain full, verifiable control over your own data? Is that now the single greatest way to earn and keep your users' trust?
It really changes the whole question. It's not how much data can we collect anymore. It's how well can we protect and act on the data we completely own.
This deep dive was made possible with the support of SafeServer, your partner for hosting software and digital transformation. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de. We hope this gives you a much clearer view of the power behind first-party analytics.